we present Agatha Christie's The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, with John Moffat as Hercule Poirot and John Woodvine as Dr. Shepherd, the storyteller.
Mrs. Ferrers died on the night of the 16th to the 17th of September, a Thursday. I was sent for at 8 o'clock on the morning of Friday the 17th. There was nothing I could do. She had been dead some hours. It was just a few minutes after 9 when I reached home once more.
Is that you, James? What are you doing out there?
Just hanging up my overcoat.
Why don't you come and get your breakfast?
Just coming.
You've had an early call?
Yes, King's Paddock, Mrs. Ferrers.
I know.
How did you know?
The milkman told me. Well?
Bad business. Nothing to be done.
What did she die of? Heart failure?
She died of an overdose of Veronal. She's been taking it lately for sleeplessness. Must have taken too much.
Nonsense. She took it on purpose.
Now, why on earth should Mrs. Ferrers wish to commit suicide? A widow, still fairly young, very well off. Nothing to do but enjoy life. Now, what possible reason could
remorse.
She have?
Remorse?
Remorse?
Yes. You're always so preoccupied, tinkering about your electric gadgets. You don't notice what's going on under your nose. You never would believe me when I told you she poisoned her husband. I'm more than ever convinced of it now. She's been haunted by what she did. 10 to 1, she's left a letter confessing everything.
She didn't leave a letter of any kind.
You'd thought she'd have left something for Roger Ackroyd. After all, they were practically man and wife.